It's a resolution in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's bipartisan, which, well, if you take a look at what's going on in the Senate, hard to believe it can even happen. Tony Katz today. Great to be with you. 833-GOT-TONY, 833-468-8669. It condemns, does this bipartisan resolution, the Chinese government over its handling of coronavirus. It is led by Democrat Seth Moulton, former presidential candidate, and Congressman Jim Banks of the Indiana 3rd District. That is Northeast Indiana, the Fort Wayne area for people who know it. Congressman Banks joins me on the phone right now. Sir, give me the basis of the resolution and what you hope the resolution does.
Well, thank you, Tony. We're going to file it here in just a few minutes when the House opens up at 11 o'clock. And hopefully it sends a strong message and signal, not just to the American people, but to China, that there is a strong bipartisan push in the Congress to hold China accountable for their negligence and role in the spread of COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And the language of the resolution, Tony, we make very clear. We say that, quote, the Chinese government made multiple serious mistakes in the early stages of the outbreak that heightened the severity and spread of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, which includes the Chinese government's intentional spread of misinformation to downplay the risk of the virus and a refusal to cooperate with the international health authorities, internal censorship of doctors and journalists, and malicious disregard for the health of ethnic minorities, end quote. It goes on. It's several paragraphs long, Tony, but the gist of this is that what the National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said last week, if the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, would have allowed us to go in way back in January and study this virus, that would have saved us 2 months in the response. Instead, it costs us 2 months in America in our response to this pandemic, which is so costly, not just to American lives, but to our economy and what we're heading into in the storm that's on the horizon when we pull out of this mess. So let's hold them accountable. I'm proud that my Democrat colleague, Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, signed on to this with me. We already have a dozen just in the hours that we've started talking about this. We have a dozen others who have signed on as original co-sponsors.